Hello, and welcome to My Music. This is a music department podcast where members of the Waldingham community share with us three pieces of music that have importance in their life. Our guest today is Ruth Wang. People, keep
on learning. I think, like everyone else, I find it an almost impossible task to summarize your musical choices in just three pieces. But being a musician myself, one of my choices has got to be something that I've played in the past, which I have enjoyed immensely. When I was studying A-level music, in a lesson we were doing some oral practice questions, and my teacher played the second movement of Shostakovich's second piano concerto. I remember I was mesmerized by how beautiful the music was that I couldn't even focus on answering the oral questions. And so when I got back home, I looked the piece up on YouTube and thought, one day when my technique is good enough, I am going to pull off this concerto. And so when I got to university, the opportunity came because we were allowed to play the whole concerto as part of our exam. And I thought, this is it. I'm going to learn the piece that I've always wanted to play. So I asked my friend to accompany me on the orchestral part, and we started to rehearse together. It was my first ever experience playing a piano concerto with an accompanist, and the whole process was just so much fun because the rehearsals were just full of laughters, and I couldn't really believe that I got to do this as part of my degree because it didn't even feel like I was studying. It just felt like I was doing a hobby that I really enjoyed. And so I'm going to play the extract from the third movement of the concerto because in that movement you can really feel how exhilarating it must be to perform. But I also really do recommend that you listen to the second movement of this concerto because that was the movement that sparked my interest in the first place. My second piece is from a French musical called Notre-Dame de Paris, which is based on Victor Hugo's novel The Hunchback of Notre-Dame. I love this musical partly because I am fascinated by the story and how it draws out the best and worst of humanity, and that the music just completely dramatized these themes, and that's why it made a big impression on me when I first watched it. I'm going to play a song from the musical called Belle, which means beauty. And if you speak French, you might find the lyrics a little bit disturbing because it's all about different men expressing their lust and craving for this beautiful young gypsy woman called Esmeralda and how they're struggling to resist their desires. But the music itself is so good, and since I don't really understand French much, to me it just sounds like a romantic French song. Malgré ses grands yeux noirs qui nous ensorcellent, la demoiselle serait-elle encore plus seule? Quand ses mouvements me font voir mon émerveil sous son
ensemble deux fois. J'irai cueillir la fleur d'amour, Esmeralda.
For my final choice, I have to go back to another piece that I have played before. Oddly enough, in my spare time, I don't really listen to music that I have performed before, just because I have spent enough time with it in the past. But it's the experience of performing it and being a part of the music that has meant a great deal to me. And so my final piece is a sonata for violin and piano by Belgian composer César Franck. I have collaborated this sonata with four different musicians before, and therefore I have performed this on four different occasions. So this piece is obviously a popular choice, as you can tell by the amount of times I've played this. And I really hope you can tell why it's so popular when you listen to it in a minute. The music is so good, and I'm going to play the fourth movement of the sonata. It was written as a wedding gift for a friend, and you can tell that in the music because the piano starts off with this really lyrical tune, which the violin echoes as if the couple is having a very loving conversation. And then later on, there is this four-note descending motif, which represents the church bells of the wedding, and then the music gets faster and faster and becomes more celebratory. And even when I listen to it back now, I can still feel the adrenaline in my stomach. I remember telling myself not to lose control, because usually when you get excited when you play, it's easy to lose the technique, and then this is when things start to go wrong. And so it's a very mixed feeling, because you are excited that the music is coming towards the end, and also you can hear that the music gets more intense towards the end as well. But at the same time, you have to hold your breath until the very last note.
Many thanks to today's guest, and I hope you'll join us again on the next episode of My Music.
Teachers, keep on teaching. Preachers.